Yesterday I said the weather took a step back to March. Well, it seems that today the weather has taken even a larger step back in time, maybe to middle or even early March. It's a very blustery day. Temperatures are running well below seasonable levels. And the brisk wind out of the west is making it feel even colder right now. So it's a day where it's probably pretty helpful to have a heavier jacket, even though it is now towards the end of April. A winter coat's not a bad idea this afternoon. And we are looking ahead to another cold night across New York and western New England. We have freeze concerns through our entire area and in areas where the growing season has started, which is basically well south of Albany down towards the lower Hudson Valley. We do have freeze watches in effect for tonight. Overnight temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s and low 30s. The wind will diminish a bit tonight, though it's still going to be breezy from time to time. It won't be as strong as it has been this afternoon. And as we go through the night, we'll have clouds, some clear patches, and still the chance for a few lingering rain or snow showers as the night moves along. And once again, today and tonight, the potential does exist for a little bit of grapple. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have a little bit of a brighter day. The upper level low that has been over us for the past couple of days will drift a bit farther east, and that should help to get a little bit more sunshine through the day tomorrow. It will still be a breezy day and a cool day for this time of year, but it's not expected to be as cold as today, as temperature should bounce back into the 50s in many spots. We could hold on to a few 40s across the north, where clouds will be a little bit tougher to break through the day. On Sunday, we'll see thickening clouds and the chance for a few afternoon and evening showers as another disturbance rotates around the backside of that upper level low. And even moving ahead into Monday, we have the chance for some showers from time to time. So this upper level low will be a bit of a thorn in our side as we work through the weekend into early next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a passing rain or snow shower, breezy and cold, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s. And for tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, breezy, high in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Variably cloudy tonight, chance of a rain or snow shower, breezy and cold, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy, high in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Variably cloudy tonight, chance of a passing rain or snow shower, breezy and cold, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds, breezy, high in the middle to upper 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, high in the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide on Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of afternoon showers, high in the 50s to around 60, and on Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.